Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Sister Marie. If you're speaking, we cannot hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay, I was on mute. Sorry about that. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today is January the 25th, Monday, January the 25th, the last week of this month, itself for Sunday, which will be the 31st. I just want to welcome you all to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Thank you for joining this morning. And just come along and agree with us, all of us come in agreement. For God said, when two or more come together and agree, there is power. So we all got to agree this morning, okay? So Heavenly Father, Lord, we come together. Lord, you said, when two or more come together, there is power in prayer, Lord. So we are coming together and we are agreeing, not in our name, but in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just worship you, Lord. You are the great I am, the creator of the universe, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we know you love us, Lord, with all your heart, and we love you back, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. There is no one like you, Heavenly Father. Oh, there is no one can do the things that you do, Lord, nothing is impossible for you, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a part of your life, Lord. We just thank you for the relationship we have with us, Lord, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just praise you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We had 10,000 songs. We still want to be enough praise for you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we pray that you come by here this morning, Lord. Come by our individual house, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we have faith in you, Lord. Mm-mm. We trust in you, Lord, and we know things no matter what we see. Everything is all right, Lord. No matter what we feel, Lord, we know everything is all right, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Father, come this morning to ask that none in my name or Jesus' name that you comfort those whose family have departed from this earth, Lord, to be with you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, comfort each and every one of us, Lord. Comfort the friends that we know that are very close and hurting, Heavenly Father, because of transitioning from this earth, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father, you are a comforter. And I'm praying and they're agreeing with me for comfort for everyone who have lost one that have moved from transitional from this earth, Lord, and moved on, Heavenly Father. Father, we just thank you for eternal life, Lord, for they are not dead, but they have moved on, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I'm praying right now for those who are calling out to you at this hour, Lord, wherever they might be, Lord, calling your name, Lord, in need, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Touch them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Whatever they're crying out for, Heavenly Father. Touch them, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Meet their needs, their desires, Lord. Whatever situation they might be caught up in, speak to Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for those that out there that's on drugs, Heavenly Father, no matter what type of drug, steel, crack, heroin, whatever it might be, Lord, for you know everything. Set them free, Lord. Break the chains, Lord. Oh, yes, set them free. Break them from that addiction, Lord. Set them free from that addiction, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. So we just pray that this, I pray that this is our season, Lord. Oh, yes, 2021, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We just, and I want to thank you, Lord, for being with each and every one of us and our family members during this pandemic, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Just thank you, Lord, for giving us peace and patience. Oh, yes, 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 joy, Lord. Oh, yes, as we go through this pandemic, Lord. And those that don't have it, Lord, please instill it upon them, Lord. Give them the peace, the patience, Lord. Oh, yes, the joy, Heavenly Father, as they go through this pandemic, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Keep your arms of protection, Lord. The head of protection around each and every one of us, Heavenly Father, and our family members and our close friends, Lord. The people that we are praying for, that we have prayed for, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 continue to protect them, Heavenly Father. Oh, from any hurt or harm, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, for we do not belong to ourselves, Lord. We belong to you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 creator of the universe. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Father, I just thank you for the relationship that we have with you, Lord. But just thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes, 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 God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Heavenly Father, I thank you for opening doors for us, Heavenly Father, that was shut, and for shutting doors that needed to be shut, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Lord, I just thank you for making this for us, Lord, for guiding us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you for the breath that we take each and every day. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, thank you for pouring more and more of the Holy Spirit in us on a daily basis, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, just for who you are. Care about life, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Thank you for Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, Almighty God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for scriptures. I thank you for strengthening each and every one of us, empowering each and every one of us, Heavenly Father. And those don't have strength, Lord, strengthen them, Lord, where they are weak, Heavenly Father. Empower them, give them the power, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, pray that you continue walking with us, Heavenly Father, on a daily basis, Lord. And Lord, give us words to say when we meet a person in need, Lord, a person that don't know you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, continue helping us be more and more like you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just glorify you, Lord. Oh, yes, for who you are, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, and ask you to continue showing us as we travel to and from our destination, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all the favor that you have shown us, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for touching each and one of us in whatever area of our life needs touching. Oh, yes, I ask you to continue touching each and every one of us, Lord, where we need to be touched, Lord, where we need to be touched, Lord. Thank you for asking you to continue opening our eyes that we see things as we should see it, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We walk by faith, Lord, and not by sight, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thanking you for healing this land, Lord, from the pandemic, Lord. I know you're feeling it right now as we pray. You've been doing it. what to come to pass. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, kids are starting back school today, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 your kids, Lord. Protect them and protect the teachers as they go through class, send class out during the day, Lord, each and every day. Oh, yes, they are there, Lord. Oh, Lord, just touch their hearts, Lord. Touch their peace, their mind. Touch them, give them peace. Touch their mind, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And protect each and every one of them, the teachers from on down to the students to the teachers, Heavenly Father. And let there be peace among those kids at school, Lord. You know, sometimes kids can be bad. You got bullies, Lord. But, Lord, as it comes in hand, Lord, if it comes to pass, take care of it, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I pray for the first responders, Heavenly Father, continue protecting them, Lord, so they'll be there, Lord. Oh, cover them, Heavenly Father, for they'll risk their life, Lord. For their sisters and brothers in Christ, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 for the people of the world, Lord. Whoever's in need, they are there. To continue protecting them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for the pastors, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, the minister, the bishop. Oh, yes, Lord. Continue strengthening them with the word that they need to. Lord, to your children, we are your children, Lord. The words that need to be heard, need to be said, Lord, to help with their walk in heaven, with their walk in Christ, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. They need some churches might need financial blessings, Heavenly Father. If it is, Lord, oh, yes, provide for them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, Lord. They need your comfort also, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I'm asking this prayer that you just open up the gates of heaven and pour out miracles and blessings upon us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, to everyone on this line, their family, those that may come later, those that came in the past, Lord, and those coming in the future, Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Praying for marriage, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Those that are married, Lord. Those that got you first, that's not having problems, Lord, continue blessing them. Let them move on, you know. Continue the love and the communication and understanding that they have with each other, Lord. And those, Lord, that are having problems, Lord, you know everything, Lord. Lord, bless them, Lord, so they can find their relationship closer, their marriage closer, that they can walk together, Lord, as one, Lord, with being able to communicate so there'll be understanding and love and peace and joy, Heavenly Father. Touch your heart, touch each and every marriage, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, let this be our season. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We claim that this is our season, Lord, because we trust in you, Lord, for we know your word is true, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that sometimes that's lonely because they don't have a companion, a husband. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Fill that void, Lord. Some have been praying for the right man or the right woman to come along, Lord. Lord, let this be their season, Heavenly Father. Give them that right person that they've been waiting so long for, Lord. Even those that haven't been waiting long, Lord. Bless them. Bless us, Lord. Bless us. Bless us, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, pray for the people in the nursing home, Lord. Protect them, Lord. Lord, you know the COVID, the over there, nobody. They going up in every crack, every building that they can get up in, Lord. Help people to do the right thing, Lord. So wearing their masks, Lord, some people are so hard-headed. Disobedient, Lord, just the heart of the disobedient, the hard-headed, Lord. Oh, yes, those that want to run things, Lord, but they're not wearing masks, the ones that are out there, hard-headed, not wearing masks, Lord, staying in a crowd, Lord. Lord, turn this stuff around, turn their hearts around, Lord. Renew their minds, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 in Jesus' name, not my name, but in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for the government, Lord. Let the people pray that they will do right by the country, Lord, by us people that's in the world, Lord. Let them do the right thing, Lord. Touch their mind, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. There ain't nothing impossible for you, Lord. You know what they should be doing for the country, Lord. So when they start spraying out, lining their pocket, Lord, touch their mind and pull them back the right way, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Pray for those that are out there that are hungry, Lord. Provide food for them, Lord. Put the people in their path and tell them where they can go to get food, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 the homeless, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, provide shelter for them that are homeless, Lord. That's who you are. You are a provider, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You are shelter in a storm, Lord. So touch those out there in need right now, Lord, whatever it might be that's out on the street, Heavenly Father, those out on the street. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Pray for the ones incarcerated, Heavenly Father. Some of them have no one to send up anything, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. They don't have family out on the streets, Lord. Some of them have family that turned their back on, Lord, because of their situations, what they done to them in the past, the bridges they done burnt, to leave them with no one but you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Praying for those that coming up for parole, Heavenly Father, just standing in your word and believing that they will be released, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, release them, Lord. Release them, Lord. Those that going back to court, Lord, they're trying to get their sentence, conviction overturned, Heavenly Father. Work to speak through their Lord, your Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And while they're in there, minister to their mind, Heavenly Father, to their thoughts, Lord, to their heart, Lord, to their soul, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. I'm not asking in my name, but I'm asking in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, and we all are agreeing, Lord. Oh, some out there, some of us on the line may not be feeling our best, Heavenly Father, but we know you are in charge, Lord. I'm praying for healing for everyone, Lord. You know what our needs are. You know every hair on our body, Lord. They're asking you to touch each and every one of us, one by one, Lord. Even though some might not be sick, some might not need healing, but they just need to be healed, Heavenly Father. Asking you to hold us, Heavenly Father. Put your arms around us, Lord, and love us, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Love on us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. You are a mighty God. You are a powerful God. And there is no one like you, Heavenly Father. There is no one like you. And we put you first in our lives, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. And those that don't, I'm praying that you would show them the way. Show them how to love you, Lord. Some people don't know how to love, Heavenly Father. Show them how to love, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Lord, I'm praying for Sharon. We call her a little bit, Lord. I'm praying for the family, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Comfort the family, Heavenly Father. They need you right now. say something. Their mom, they lost their mother. We lost all their cousins, you know, all their close friends, Lord. Give them strength to go through this time or trans their family member, transforming from earth into your spirit, Heavenly Father. Oh, cover them and all the rest of the family. Jim and Lee, him and his family, Lord. And any family member that's out there right now, Lord, that's going through the transition of their family member, moving on from earth, Lord. Cover them, comfort them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Put people in their path to give them the right word they need to hear, that they can be strong and move on, Lord. Oh, yes, and knowing that their family member is no longer in need of anything, that their family member is at peace now. They're not even in a need. There's no pain, Lord. Explain to them there's no hunger. But, Lord, just comfort those that are in need right now regarding whatever the situation might be. Someone might just be need comfort because a member in the hospital, Lord. But you are a comforter, and that's who you are, Heavenly Father. Father, right now, I pray that you just move in each and one of our lives that's on this line and those that come in later. Move in our lives, Lord, for our good, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a part of your life and you being a part of our life. And I just thank you for magnifying our relationship with you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I ask not in my name, but in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Father, and I connect any prayer that's being prayed at this hour, no matter where they are, and the people that's being prayed for. With Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread, forgive our trespasses, and we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, Heavenly Father, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, you are our power, and you are our glory. And we all agree and pray not in our name, but in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Thank you, conditional love, in Jesus' name. Amen. I would like to share with you all about coming over into the now. You know, a lot of us live in the past. But see, we got to leave the past alone and come over into the now. The scripture says, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. It doesn't say where the spirit of the Lord was. If you're always thinking about yesterday, last month, or last year, there's no freedom there. Spirit of the Lord was. This is a new day. There are new victories, new relationships, and new opportunities. So quit living in what was and come over into what is. Right now, there's freedom for you. There's freedom for you, me, for all of us. Right now, there are new beginnings. Right now, there is joy, peace, and restoration. Finally, what happened yesterday doesn't bring freedom. Living in regret for what you should have done or what could have been isn't at all productive. Being offended, upset, and frustrated over what didn't work out will only keep you in mediocrity. It's time to drop it and move forward. You may be a product of your past, but you don't have to be a prisoner of your past. Nothing that has happened to you was a surprise to God. When he laid out the plan for your life, he already knew every person who would hurt you, every loss you would go through, and every mistake you would make. The good news is that setback, God has already arranged a comeback. For every disappointment, he has a new beginning. For every failure, he'll bring a restoration. for all this ashes, he has beauty. You have to put your foot down and say, that's it. I may have been through some disappointments, and I may have had some mistakes, but I'm not going to waste the time. I have left worrying about what I could have done better, being bitter over what didn't work out or upset over who did me wrong. I'm leaving the walls, and I'm coming over into the ears. I'm dropping the offense, dropping the self-pity, dropping the blame, dropping the failure. I'm done carrying negative baggage. I'm going to live my life free. Okay, here's the key. If somebody did you wrong, leave it up to God. He'll be your vindicator. If you made mistakes, quit beating yourself and receive God's mercy. It's not every morning. It's new every morning, which we all know. If there are things you don't understand, you worked hard. If there are things you don't understand, for instance, you worked hard, but you didn't get the promotion, or you did your best, but your marriage didn't make it, instead of dragging around the negative baggage, you have to be mature enough to say, God, I don't understand it, but I trust you. I know that you wouldn't have allowed it if it wasn't going to somehow work to my advantage. So I'm not going to be bitter, and I'm not going to live looking back in my rearview mirror. I'm not going to keep moving. I'm going to keep moving forward, knowing that my best days are still ahead. The writer of Ecclesiastes says, better is the end than the beginning. You may have had a rough start, but you don't have to have a rough finish. Better is the end. Maybe you had a disappointment. Somebody broke your heart, a dream didn't work out, or the medical report wasn't good. Don't get stuck in what happened yesterday. Don't keep dwelling on the negative. God is saying something better is coming. There may be some rough spots in the middle, but don't stay focused on the betrayal. Better is coming. The loan didn't go through, but don't sit around and self-pity. Better is coming. You prayed and believed, but the medical report wasn't good. That one report, but God has another report. He says that better is coming. You got to remember that. Better is coming. Now, don't cancel out the better by living in yesterday and dwelling on the negative, the regret, the failures, who didn't work out. If your mind is always in yesterday, you're going to move in that right direction. You can't go forward looking backwards. If you're always thinking about what didn't work out, reliving how someone hurt you, or telling your friends how bad the medical report is, you're going to get stuck. Receive this into your spirit. Better is coming. Healing is coming. Breakthroughs are coming. And new opportunities are coming. So we're going to have to become an expert at dropping it, you know. Better is coming. So we're going to have to continue reminding ourselves better is coming. We're going to have to learn how to drop, you know, how to drop it and use better is coming. The Apostle Paul says in Philippians, I focus all my energy on this one thing, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. Here's a man who nearly wrote half the books of the New Testament. He could have said, I focus all my energy on being a better writer, on improving. Yeah, he could have said, I focus all my energy on being a better writer, on improving my leadership skills and on impacting the culture more effectively. But he said instead, in effect, what more important than all of that? Letting go of what lies behind. He knew that if we carried negative baggage, it would keep us from our destiny. Paul had been through a lot of adversity. He had been falsely accused of crimes, beaten with rods, put in prison, often gone without food, shipwrecked, on and on. If he hadn't learned the principle, he would have become bitter and discouraged, saying, God, why is this happening to me? Look what I've been through. It's not fair. Other translation of Paul's statement highlights just how strong he felt. The one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, he was saying, I don't do everything right yet, but this is one thing I'm good at. This one thing I have done, I know how to let go of the past. Paul was an expert at dropping it. Sometimes we spend more energy holding on to the negative past than we do letting it go. What if we would do as Paul did and start focusing that energy on dropping the offense, dropping the guilt, dropping the self-pity, dropping the hurt, moving forward? How do you drop it? Quit thinking about it and quit talking about it. Don't rehearse negative things that have happened to you. The reason some people never see the better is because they're always opening old wounds. Every week they call their friends and say, "Can you believe what they did to me?" It happened 27 years ago, but they're still dragging it up as though it happened yesterday. If you're going to get free, you need to not only drop it, you need to bury it. Have a funeral for it. Clear it away once and for all. Decide that you're not going to talk about it any more time. When you're tempted, zip it up. That betrayal, that disappointment, and that injustice is dead. It's over. It's in the past. And it's buried. If you go dig it up, it's going to stink. It's not only going to make you sour, but nobody's going to want to be around you. When you're carrying around stinking stuff, you may not realize it, but that makes you stink. When you're bitter, you push people away. When you're offended, upset, and holding a grudge, that pushes opportunities away. You have to get the stink out of your life. Leave the baggage. Leave it right there. Don't pick it up anymore. Problem is that when you stink, many times you don't know it. When you're mad at somebody, offended at your neighbor, carrying unforgiveness and bitterness, you may not realize it, but it's making your life stink. It's pushing out and opportunities. It's pushing people and opportunities away. Why don't you let go of the stinky stuff? There's an amazing future in front of you. Beauty for ashes, joy for mourning, dancing for heaviness. But you have to move forward. Maybe you need to bury that mistake you made. You'll live guilty, condemned, and down on yourself long enough. Have a funeral and put it behind you. No more talking about it. No more letting the accusers make you feel unworthy by telling you you don't deserve to be blessed. You're a failure. Those lies will stink up your life. Quit letting the negative play. When the defeat, the mistake, or the hurt comes back up on the movie screen of your mind, do yourself a favor and change the channel. Have the attitude that I'm not going backwards. I'm not living in regret. I'm not rehearsing failure. I'm moving forward. I may have had some bad breaks, but I know better. It's the end. If you get your mind going forward, your life will go forward. Pay attention to what you're dwelling on all day. Listen to what you're saying. How much time and energy are you giving to the negative things of your guilt, offense, blame, discouragement? You only have so much emotional energy each day. When you spend that energy on negative things, calling a friend to talk about what somebody did to you 3 years ago, rehearsing failures, being down on yourself, that's energy you should be using to move forward. You have to get out of the walls and step into the ears. Don't say another word about that breakup and disappointment you went through. Don't tell another person about the mistake you made. That's over and done. You have a feeling on it. You bury them. Now, don't talk about them anymore. Don't relive those losses one more time in your mind, not one more time. You determine what you think. You determine what you think about. You can't stay focused on the negative and expect to go forward. The truth is that every person has baggage. Every person. We all had things happen that can weigh us down and cause us to be bitter. The difference between people who are positive, happy, and expecting good things, and people who are negative, discouraged, and bitter is simple. People who are negative hold on to the baggage, while positive people have learned to drop it, to let it go. So, you know, we have to learn how to drop it, leave it, and let it go. In Mark 11, Jesus was talking about what we should do when somebody does us wrong. He says, forgive them and let it drop. Leave it. Let it go. Notice the principle. Drop it, leave it, let it go. Drop it, leave it, let it go. When somebody is talking badly about you, it's easy to get upset and be offended. Try a different approach. Drop it, leave it, let it go. God will fight your battle. Say someone betrayed you and walked away. Don't spend another day bitter. You're not hurting them. You're pardoning yourself. Drop it, leave it, let it go. Say you took a step in faith, started a business, but it didn't work out. Don't let that sour your life. Do three simple steps. Drop it, leave it, let it go. God has something better. Say you prayed, but your loved one didn't make it, or the relationship didn't work out. You could be bitter and say, God, why didn't you answer my prayer? But instead, drop it, leave it, and let it go. The reason the scripture says to leave it is because you're going to be tempted to pick it back up. You may drop it at first, but the next morning when you think about it, what they said, you'll want to pick it up, the hurt and the bitterness. I know people who have been picking up the same offense for 47 years. It's not a bag anymore. It's a part of who they are. You have to leave it. It may not have been fair, but God saw what happened. He's God of justice. He makes your wrongs right. When you leave it, that doesn't mean you're weak or that you're giving in or that you don't care about what they did to you. No, you're saying, God, I trust you to be my vindicator. I trust that you will open new doors and get me to where I'm supposed to be. Imagine that at 10 o'clock on a Monday morning, a coworker is rude to you. So what you're going to do is drop it, leave it, and let it go. When you see your coworker again at noon, you'll be tempted to pick it back up. Just say, no thanks. I'm leaving that offense where I dropped it. I'm not carrying around any baggage. Later that same day, you have a disappointment, finding out that you didn't get a contract. You could be sour and let it run your week. Instead, you drop it, leave it, let it go. When you wake up on Tuesday morning, that disappointment will be waiting for you, reminding you it didn't work out. You have a right to be discouraged. Nothing good is in your future. You need to reply, no thanks. I'm not picking that back up. I'm leaving that, the discouragement right there. I know God has something better. So we have to keep our mind focused. God has something better. Think of how many people get cut off in traffic at 8 o'clock in the morning and still are up there at noon. Instead of dropping it and leaving it, they pick it up, pick up the offense, put it in their bag, and carry it around. A coworker was rude to them on Monday, and for the whole next week, they're sour. They kept picking it back up. Life is too short for us to carry around baggage. Our time is too valuable, and our destiny is too important to go through the day weighed down by offenses, bitterness, guilt, and anger. This doesn't happen automatically. You have to make the decision not only drop it, but to leave it. Don't give in to the temptation to pick it back up. We got to remember, always remember, drop it, leave it, and let it go. Okay, so I hope somebody got something out of that. So what we're going to do right now, we're gonna come in. I'll meet your phone. Everybody come in. We're not going to petition God for anything. We're just going to give him praise for what he already did. Then we're going to come back and we're going to see you on the line and pray with us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for it.
I'm
boldly proclaim the liberties of the Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your many promises, Father, in the name of Jesus. We love you, God, with all our heart, mind, soul, and spirit. And we thank you for this love our neighbor as ourselves right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for keeping us in our hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for healing and get more abundantly, Father, in the name of Jesus. To lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Everybody give your name. Good morning, Mrs. Deborah. Can you pray for Mr. Hines?
Okay, good morning, Deborah, and good morning to everyone out there, folks.
Good morning, Mrs. Juanita. God bless you.
Good morning, Juanita. God bless you.
Good morning, this is Lois.
Good morning.
And I just asked for prayer for the bereaved family, my first cousin, a little bit, and my husband-in-law, his cousin, the Watkins. And just thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Good morning, this is Chris. And I still want to keep my good morning. I want to keep Tony, my sister Tony, on the prayer line, please. And Caleb, and my little nephew Caleb.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I just want to say good morning to everyone.
Good morning, Sister Sheila.
Good morning. This is Glenda. I'm listening.
Good morning, Glenda. Anyone else that haven't given your name or we have a praise report or a prayer request, would you give it at this time? Okay. Was anybody going to say anything? Okay. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Pastor Darlene, and would you pray for the prayer request, please, and take us out.
All righty. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're just grateful to be here today, Lord, and we're just thanking you for who you are and all that you've done, Lord. It's marvelous in our eyes, Father. We thank you, Lord, today for your mercies are renewed every day, God, and you are our strength, Lord, and you are our song, and you are become our salvation, Lord. It's in you we live, move, and have our being. There is nobody like you, Lord, and nothing to compare to you, Lord. You're from everlasting to everlasting. You are sovereign, O Father. So we thank you, God, for just bringing us here once again to prayer, praise, and deliverance ministries on this wonderful day, Lord. We are grateful, Lord, today for just blessing and healing the Mitchell family, oh God. And, Lord, there's so many families out there who are going through different issues and circumstances, oh Father. Many have lost their loved ones, oh God, people in our churches, oh God, people in our neighborhoods, oh God, are passing on to eternity, oh Lord. And we know, Father, today that you are the strong deliverer, oh God. You can deliver us, oh God, even those who are feeling low in their spirit, oh God. We lose the spirit of joy today, oh God, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And with joy, we do draw water from the wells of salvation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Sister Elaine, oh God, that her mouth will be healed, oh God. Take the swelling out, whatever's causing it. We decree and declare that it is removed from her body. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we do pray for the Martin House Prayer Ministry, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that you will bless it to be a blessing, oh God. And the facilitator, oh God, we pray that you will cover her and lead her, oh God, and show her the things that she needs to speak, oh God. In the name of Jesus, she will not be afraid of their faces, oh God. We do pray for Sister Gladys' sister-in-law for healing, oh God. You said that healing is the children's bread, so we decree and declare healing by the stripes of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray, Father, that you will continue to heal those, oh God, who have sicknesses and diseases in their bodies, oh God, no matter who it is, oh God. You're the one who made these bodies. You said the leaves on the trees are for the healing of the nations. So we pray, God, today that we realize, Father, that the herb-bearing trees are for the healing of our bodies, oh God. Our sister Juanita, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for healing her, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for everyone who has arthritic conditions, oh God. Sister Jeannie, we haven't heard her in a while, Lord, and we pray, God, today that you will continue to heal her body, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, oh God. We pray and thank you, Lord, today for Mr. Hines, oh God, that you take care of Mr. Hines, whatever his need is, oh God. We know that you can supply it. Hallelujah, Jesus, according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for little bit, oh God, and Sister Lois's husband who lost loved ones, oh God. We know, God, today that you can bring about peace in their minds, oh God, and those who are still here, Lord, who have an opportunity to receive Jesus as Savior. We ask you, Lord, that people will come, that you will help those, oh God, to come, Lord. They will make a decision, God, for you, God, in these last and evil days, oh God. We are praising you, Father, for deliverance, oh God, and healing for Caleb, oh God. We know, Father, today that you are drawing him to yourself, God. We pray that he will heed the call, Lord, and all the things that are going on in his life, oh God, that are not proper, Lord. We just pray and thank you, God, today that you order his steps, oh God, that he will become that man of God that you have designed him to be, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, to cover Tony, oh God, give her peace of mind, oh God, give her strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in this time of sorrow, Lord. My God, I do pray for my brother Roderick, oh God, as he is still in the hospital. I know, God, today that you can heal him completely. Let him recover from all the surgeries that he had, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that. We bless your name, God. We pray for each and every person in these foreign countries, oh God, every country around the world. We pray for our United States of America. We desperately need you, God, and we know, Father, today that we can put our faith and trust in you, God, because you are the God who knows all things, oh God, and you do all things well, oh God. But we, the saints of God, will continue to pray. You said to pray without ceasing, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, that the fervent, effectual prayers of a righteous man availeth much, oh God. So we thank you for those prayers that are going up and the praises that went up this morning, oh God. We know, Father, today that as we praise, oh God, you're in the midst of the praise, Father, and you're doing great things, oh God. And we just have to reach out, hallelujah, Jesus, reach out and touch the hem of your garment, and we will be made whole, hallelujah. Jesus, bless your name, God. We just glorify you, God, because you're doing all things well. It's in the name of Jesus I pray, and I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen, amen, and amen. And I want to thank our sister Marie for the word today, oh God, and we will drop it, leave it, and let it go and come to where we are now and not continue to dwell on the past. So I hope that you receive the word today and you will move on and do well in your life as you leave all the baggage behind. In Jesus' name, amen. And this morning as we're leaving, I decree and declare that we shall rejoice in the Lord and we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we shall resist the devil and he flees from us, and all of our sisters and brothers in Christ are blessed of the Lord. I decree that we are the lender and not the borrower. We shall receive what God has said, and we will be like the ant and put something away and not spend everything all at once, but we will have something for the winter time. I decree that every wicked and evil demonic word that has been spoken against us is rejected, and it shall not come to pass in our lives. I decree, Father, that you send every evil word back to the sender, and we are covered by Jesus' blood. I decree that we shall rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hinds' feet, and he will make us to walk up on his high places as the animals do climbing the mountains. Lord, we will climb every mountain, and we will remove every mountain as we have the faith as a grain of mustard seed. And as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you. I pray that you will have a beautiful day, a bountiful day, a victorious day in the Lord. Come back tomorrow. Bring somebody with you and help them to know that God is doing great things in their lives. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.